We are building the most inspiring and phenomenal communities of wine lovers. As we all know, wine is the catalyst of the greatest discussion. We'll be talking wine, but of course food, and everything that touches all our nation and senses. Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends. This is JCB Live, happy hours. Today, we're going to be traveling to one of the most amazing country in the world, the most inspirational place on earth. As you can see, I'm wearing one of the most beautiful outfits that they produce. We're going to be interviewing one of the most incredible lady, Sonal Holland, the first ever Master of Wine Lady of India, and one of the first in the entire Asian world. She's an award-winning broadcaster. She's a writer. She is a judge in the wine world. She followed a passion after running sales for a top 500 Fortune company. She elected to go to the wine world, start her own business, a wine club, a new show, educational show that is really incredible, and she'll tell us all about it. I'm so glad, dear friends, we are meeting the top 50 most powerful wine woman on the planet, Sonal Holland. Sonal, welcome to JCB Live.
Hi, Jean-Charles. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, all the pleasure is mine. You're looking, as always, gorgeous.
Thank you.
And
thank you. I thought I should make a little bit of effort, given that I was going to be on screen with you.
I was so excited. And so now, I think we need to dive in right to the world that you run, which is India. So first and foremost, we need to have a toast. Cheers, cheers.
I have a glass ready. Cheers. Cheers to you, Jean-Charles. And cheers, thank you for having me on your show.
Your incredible success as a woman winning the first Master of Wine in India. How does it feel?
It's been great. I got the title in 2016, so it's been almost 4 years now, and it's been an incredible thing to happen. It was something that I wanted to be always. Right from the time I set foot in the wine industry, I was aiming to be India's first Master of Wine. I did not say this aloud. I didn't say it to very many people. I held that dream very close to my heart because I didn't want anything or anybody to jinx it. But I consciously worked towards it. And after 10 years of studying wines, right from, you know, the very elementary introductory courses right up to the Master of Wine, took me a total of 10 years. And boom, it happened in 2016 and life changed as it would thereafter.
Well, but so now this is amazing. Born and raised in India, correct?
Yes, yes.
How did you get the idea to get in the world of wine and to eventually study into the Masters of Wine, which is the most difficult, most illustrious, the most prestigious ever masters delivered?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. So you're absolutely right. I don't come from a family of winemakers or wine producers, and India's exposure to wine was very nascent back in the time. It still is nascent, but even more so back then. I think the idea just, and I used to be in a corporate career. I used to work for a NASDAQ listed company as a director of sales and marketing, which was a nice multinational sort of a corporate role to have. It took me all around the world and I studied all about corporate, the entire way of functioning in a multinational. It was all good, but somewhere I felt a bit dissatisfied about the fact that I felt that industry didn't do justice to me as a person and it didn't allow me to showcase my skill sets. So I decided to sort of literally reinvent myself halfway through my life. And I thought about many different things that I could be. So it wasn't that wine was a natural choice. But at the time I read an article by Jancis Robinson, who's been writing for FT forever now. And I read an article by her and you know, Andrew, my husband, as you know him, Jean-Charles, he showed me the article. Yes. And he showed me the article.
And he's a British, very successful.
He's British.
Successful financier. So he reads the final times.
Thank you. So he reads the Financial Times and he came home with this paper clipping one day and said, you know, you should check this lady out because she has been a revolutionary for UK. She was there at a time when UK was transforming from nothing in wines to something super in wines. And she was right there at the front of the revolution. And you should check her out and check out her profile and see what you can do with wines in India. And so I did a bit of research and I realized, George Charles, very earlier on, that there were no wine professionals. There was nobody qualified in wines. There were a few self-proclaimed wine experts who drank expensive wines and thought of themselves as wine experts. And I thought, you know, I thought there was a real opportunity there. So for me, I must say it was more a strategic decision. My love, my genuine love for wine actually came thereafter. So it wasn't that I fell in love with wines and then decided to study it. I decided to first study it because I thought I saw it as an opportunity. But when I started studying about wines, I suddenly got sucked into that world. I was fascinated by this, you know, unique beverage. And I thought, wow, what an amazing, amazing beverage this is. So diverse in style and, you know, so on. So the rest is history.
Well, we're going to talk about the history, of course. But so now you mentioned something so important.
Yes.
In your career, very successful in sales, and you realized traveling around the world, you had to do something else. Many of our friends listening today are as well looking at reinventing themselves. How do you actually reinvent yourself?
You know, life always looks very beautiful in hindsight. It's easy for me to now look back and say, you know, I was very smart about it and I thought it this way and I thought it that way. But the truth is, when it happens because you get an idea and you decide to not just sit on the idea, but act on it. So I think the most sincerest advice that I can give to anybody is that we all have ideas in our heads, but I always feel that the opportunity belongs to the person not who has the idea. The opportunity belongs to the person who acts upon the idea. Mm-hmm. So I think without thinking too much and without over deliberating on it and not constantly being negative about the risks or what could go wrong, think about what could go right and just deep dive at the deep end of the ocean. And then you will just learn to swim, because if you're that kind of a person who just, you know, knows how to, you will. So I think for me, I didn't think too hard. I literally quit my job overnight. I bought a ticket to London. I went to London. I started studying at the WSCT and I just, you know, the path carved itself. The roads opened up. So you just have to deep dive and don't
That's
think
amazing.
About it. I just want to really just add one more thing, which is, you know, we often tend to sit on ideas and tend to think, well, you know, one day I'll do this and one day when I'm married or one day when I have less work on my plate or one day after I've had children or one day after, you know, there's always some goalpost. We keep thinking I'll do it after this. And so procrastination is something that comes so naturally to human beings. And I think that's the worst thing we can do to ourselves. So I think if you get an idea and you have the sense of conviction, take the dive and you learn to swim. That's what I
brilliant.
Say.
You are such an action woman and I love it. So you bought the tickets and so forth. And it makes me think, in fact, about the wines we're drinking, Sanal. Because as you know, this is our sparkling wine, JCB 47. I've been a lover of India forever, and I've been so impressed by the philosophy of life of Indian people. So we named it 47. You know why?
Yes, because India got its independence in 1947.
Exactly.
Is that right?
So isn't it an amazing, charismatic wine when I taste it with people? And I'd love for you to describe it into three words, because you're the wine experts. People think, wow, it's a champagne, it's a tête de cuvée, it's a 15-year-old champagne. Tell me more. And when I unveil, obviously, the results of being from India, people are really floored. And they're saying they're making wine in India. So maybe you describe in a few words the wine, and then you tell us about what has happened in India over the last 10 years in the world of wine, because thanks to you, you are a big part of it. There's a revolution happening there.
Thank you. It's true that wine is hugely popular in India today. It's one of the fastest growing beverages. I don't know if very many of our viewers know this, but India drinks more whiskey than even Scotland produces. So actually, India is the largest whiskey drinking country in the world. So for those of you who think of India as a country that doesn't drink or has a lot of teetotalers, it's not true. I think the shift now is happening from whiskey towards wine, because wine is the new symbol or media symbol of sophistication, romance, celebration, all things sophisticated. And so the younger generation, women, high-end corporate, the elite, the well-traveled, they're all sort of slowly but surely, steadily shifting towards wine drinking. Wine is being depicted in a big way in our films. And as you know, India makes more films than even Hollywood. So that's always a very positive, you know, way, a very positive sign of things to come. So wine is growing rapidly. But I'm amazed with, you know, the Junoon brand of wines, which I hope I can say that you've collaborated with one of the leading producers in India, which is Fratelli Vineyards, to produce these
wines. And our very good
wines.
Friend Kapil Sekri.
Kapil Sekri, absolutely. What a visionary himself, and what a great guy. What impresses me about the Junoon brand is just the vision, the ambition of the brand. I think the fact that two people like yourself and Kapil can come together and collaborate with an ambition to say, we're going to make the finest expression that India can produce and make it not just for the domestic market, but make it for the world stage and make it like a showcase for India, to place India on the global map for wines, is in itself such a positive and such an exciting venture. So I want to congratulate you, actually, and Kapil, of course, Kapil Sekri, for this very bold vision and this extraordinary way of looking at things. Coming more specifically to the wine in my glass is, you know, what I like about it is there's a purity to it. There's a great amount of freshness to it. But at the same time, there's a lot of richness, there's a lot of opulence, and it's a really toasty wine. In many ways, it reminds, I could extrapolate this to so many things. You could say it's a little bit like you, Jean-Charles. It's a bit like, no, it is, because, you know, I see you in this wine in many ways, because it's also a combination of you and Kapil, actually, in some ways, because I've known Kapil now for 10 years. I've known you for a few years. And I can see how Kapil is this, you know, always under the radar, a little bit sort of, you know, get on with it, just kind of a silent, slow worker, not slow, sorry, very fast worker, but a silent, put his head down and sort of work towards it, but go for it diligently. And you are the force, the inimitable force that can't be denied. So to me, this wine is like a perfect depiction of you and Kapil's personality, because at one end there is the elegance, the purity, the certain amount of linearity, which comes from the freshness of the Chardonnay grape. But like you, there's so much sophistication, there's so much opulence, there's so much a larger than life sort of a palate, which is very mouth coating texturally. So it's a bit like that. But I remember you once saying that it also reminds you of what India is, isn't it? This blend is a bit like, you know, a tribute to India, but also a bit like India, which has its own richness and its heritage and its legacy and its wealth to display, not wealth in the real wealth sense, but the richness of the country to show. So,
well, namaste. And I would like to say that as you were speaking, you realigned my chakra. And now I feel even more spiritual than I was before getting into this amazing moment with you. So Sonal, maybe before we go into your new ventures, which are so exciting, tell us a little bit about why wine is so complementary to Indian food. You know, you've written and talked so much about the fabulous culture that I'd like to discuss as well. But tell us about food and wine, and why Indian food deserves great wine and food pairing.
So there's obviously a myth, a large myth around the world that Indian wines cannot be paired, Indian food cannot be paired with wines because it's hot and it's spicy, and right, so beer is better. But if you ask me, I think beer kills Indian food, because it's like all you're trying to do is take away the the flavors, and beer kills it. I think specifically more about wine. I think there's a wine for every food and there's a food for every wine. So I don't believe in this concept of certain cuisines can't be paired. It's just there are some matches that are better than others, and it's just about working around those guidelines to see which wine might work best. Secondly, it's also important to understand that, and I think it's well understood now, that Indian food is not necessarily, when I say spicy, it is not spicy and fiery anymore. If you come to India, Joshua's, which you have been, and you've been to our homes also, you've seen that the food is just elegant. It's layered, it's nuanced, it's got a lot of flavors, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's fiery. So I think, you know, when a food is nuanced, it needs a nuanced wine too. You know, just as in the world of food and wine, we say you should match intensity. You should go with, you know, more intense flavors in food with more intense flavors in wine. I would extrapolate that to say if a food is complex, which Indian food certainly is, because if you look at a dish like a curry or a biryani or so many dishes, there's so many spices. There's an interplay of ingredients. And there's, you know, so much slow cooking for so many of our dishes, which really bring out the complexity of the dish. And I think complex dishes deserve complex wines. So I think if great fine wines don't pair with Indian food, what will? I mean, if anything, that's what we should explore. Having said that, I think at a simple level, one does need an abundance of fruit, you know, like fruity wines. So rich, like a wine like this, for example, it's ripe, it's robust, it's not shy in any way. And I think those kind of wines really work well with Indian cuisine, because you don't want shy wines, because our Indian food is not shy. You know, it's very expressive. So you need expressive wines to go with them as well.
Well, so, absolutely. And talking about this, I was surprised. At Christmas time, I was fortunately touring India, and we had an amazing time outside of the major cities. And I saw many people with bottles of wine. Do you feel, and obviously thanks to your great influence as well, that the Indian population is learning about wine, and are they starting to be ready to enjoy food and wine pairing and with the meal?
You know, I'll be very honest. I think we're still touching just the tip of the iceberg. India has a vast population. We're over 1 billion people. And there are so many different stratas in terms of society and, you know, economic strata, demographics, and so on. So I think we're touching only the tip of the iceberg if I talk about popular. But certainly, I've been in this industry now for just over 10 years, 12 years, and I've seen wine move from, being least popular to hugely popular today. So I can see the shift. There's a lot of curiosity. People want to learn about wine. There's a lot of thirst for knowledge, and people want to know more and more. So that is always a good positive sign, because that means people want to learn and they want to drink more. And education and consumption have always been very closely interlinked in every market around the world. I think the future is really bright. I think we're headed in the right direction. We could be growing faster than we are currently, I must say. But wine still is growing at 15% year on year consecutively for the last 10 years now.
Well, so and you're a big part, Sonal, of that growth. So you're a serial entrepreneur, and I know your past very well, I feel, and I'm so admirative. And on that note, you just created a new show. It's called 60 Minutes About Wine. So tell us about it, and how did you get this idea? Because I love to see you as the first master of wine, a very talented lady in a world that is not obvious, specifically India and wine, to again start a new business. So explain us.
So 60 Minute Wine Pro actually is an online module for wines, and it is meant both for hospitality professionals as well as wine lovers and consumers to start a steady journey in the world of wines. And exactly taking from what I said earlier, which is there is a big thirst for knowledge and big curiosity about wines, but people don't know where to start. And I felt that there was a real need to have some sort of an online course which would allow people to learn about wines within the confines of their home, at their own convenience, at their own pace. And of course, the lockdown sort of really helped push that in the right direction. So we've recently launched that just over a week ago. And I'm happy to say that we've seen a stellar response towards it. Like a lot of people have signed up and they're taking the course because it's fun, it's interactive, it's audiovisual, it teaches about wine in a way that is not overly academic or boring. And you get a certificate from Sonal Holland Wine Academy, which has been in the business of education now since 2009. So we've completed over a decade in the business of education. And it's the entire course has been delivered by me and curated by me. So I'm excited about this because online education is the way we're moving towards, because it's the only way I can reach not just the urban cities, Joshua. India is such a vast country. I still need to get into the tier 2, tier 3. I need to get into all the cities where classroom trainings is not even an option. You know, we can't reach out to every pocket of India. The only way we can is digitally. And I'm a big believer, as are you, of the digital medium.
Well, so look, today the world will see Sonal and we'll be together from India all the way to the planet, which is amazing. So 60 Minute Wine is as well available for the trade. So sommelier, chef, restaurant owners, hotel managers.
I think it's excellent for chefs because I find that particularly chefs, you know, they know so much about food. It helps to know a little bit about wine, at least to the context of being able to do food and wine pairings confidently. So there are 10 modules in the course which teach you everything from, of course, how to taste like a sommelier, service and storage, food and wine pairing, what are some of the most important grape varieties and must-know wines that you need to be able to impress your guests, how to pronounce certain names of wines. There's a little chapter about Indian wine. So we've sort of we've showcased the Indian wine producers and talked about India Wine Awards, because as you know, I also run a wine competition in India for Indian wines. And there are 10 modules, which are very relevant and must know information in a very compact version. So a person doesn't spend hours and hours and hours. So just over 60 minutes, we like to call it the crash course in wine. So if you're looking for a crash course, you need to visit www.sonalholland.com, and then the website will just guide you. And the best part, Joshua, I don't mean to make a plug-in on this video, but you know what we've priced it at? It's a 2,200 rupees. So if I were to translate that into dollars, that's $25. So,
very,
you know,
affordable.
I need the certificate.
Affordable, you know what I mean? Education on wine. I love
extremely
it.
Extremely affordable, because we want it to be. We really just want everybody to take it without even batting an eyelid, you know?
But you know what I feel through your guidance, and I've seen at your house this amazing event you've organized, and I've seen a lot of Indian people, as you spoke so eloquently about wine and food, really open up. Isn't it true? I really sense every time I come to India or I visit with Indian people abroad, they really have an additional sense for flavor and aroma. The Indian food is so colorful that people really understand the spectrum of style. Don't you think so?
I do. I really think, and people are genuinely fascinated by the subject of food and wine pairing. I think they want to learn. One thing, Joshua, hopefully you felt this, and I know you've shared this with me, is that people's love for wine in India is genuine. It's not because they want to flaunt wine or they want to just appear a certain way. I think there's a genuine curiosity for knowledge and to imbibe that culture. Did you feel that, or am I just
saying it? Oh,
very much
so.
Yeah?
People are thirsty for knowledge. I need to tell you that most of my friends at university were Indian. They're still my friends today, of course. And they were so brilliant that I passed because they did half of my homework. So there's a solution-oriented mind in India and an understanding of flavor and taste beyond the philosophy of life that I want to make sure we touched on. But now, Sonal, talking about something very original, I want to serve you and share with our friends the Jaynoon White, which I know you've tried. And
yes,
this happens to be one of my favorite wine, and I'm going to tell you why. I serve it to so many great friends because it's what I cannot do, which will lead to my next question to do. Coming from Burgundy, you cannot blend Chardonnay from Burgundy with anything else. Correct. Here, we created the perfect Burgundy Loire Valley Alliance in a way that we did Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. And I'm really excited about this Jaynoon White, which obviously comes from India, is made in India, because I think it's the best of both worlds, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc. And when I serve it with food, specifically spicy food, I think it's the best friend of all. So maybe you want to describe it for all of us, because you are the experts, again, at describing wine. And why do you feel it fits, the Indian culture to innovate to that level?
Yeah.
And you bring those grapes together. And what does it does to the message for Indian wine?
So as you can see, I have all my tools and everything I need right beside me to be able to pour
lovely tools, as I could see,
wine very quickly. See? So I have a bottle of the same Jaynoon White, which is this beautiful blend of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. So, Jean-Charles, I'm so happy because the first time you or Kapil mentioned to me that this is a blend of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, my first question also was, why? Why these two? Because nowhere in the world has this blend been made, or at least not to my knowledge.
That's right.
And I remember asking Kapil, why? And he said, because we can. And it suddenly struck me that, yes, we can, because we're not in Burgundy. So if you can, why not? And there must be some sort of reasoning behind it. When I taste this wine, and have tasted it on other occasions before now, I can see why. Because at one end, again, through the Chardonnay, which is nice and ripe, you get this lovely fleshy fruit, which is more of stone fruit, melon, pears, which are ripe. So there's a certain level of ripeness that comes through. But what the Sauvignon Blanc brings to the party is really the herbal, the aromatic lift, the herbal, herbaceous, tang to it. And together, Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, I think, add a very, very interesting, elegant freshness to the wine, which is interesting because, look, I'm also aware that Chardonnay is not the easiest grape variety to grow in India. It may be grown all over the world quite easily, but India and Indian terroir has been a bit of a challenge for Chardonnay. So I really find that it's hard to get the yield, firstly, and it's even harder to get the right expression. But I think in this particular one that comes from Akhluj, where the soils are much drier, I'm getting that minerality as well. I'm getting the sense of place in this wine, which comes from the more, stonier soils. But again, like the Sauvignon Blanc gives it that lovely aromatic lift, which is quite nice. It's.
Thank you.
And the good thing is I don't get them separate. It's not like I can taste Chardonnay and I can taste Sauvignon Blanc. There's a good integration. So they're blended so nicely that it's hard to tell. It's not like it's obvious to me, this blend. So whatever has been done, it kind of works really well. That's the point.
Well, thank you. So now you talk about the sense of place as well. You found your amazing place in the world of business, in the world of broadcasting, education, wine. What advice as a woman would you give to other ladies in India to get first, having the talent to reinvent themselves, and two, to follow, their passion like you have?
So in two words, I would just say do it, firstly. Just do it. Don't think, just do it. I would say, of course, saying do it is better said than done. Firstly, when I look around me, Jean-Charles, there are more women in India that are spearheading in the field of wines than there are men. I'm seeing a lot of charismatic, really amazing women. Thank you. Really moving forward. I have an all women's team, yes. And some of my senior girls, like my right hand, left hand, and women who really work closely with me. They're all extremely highly qualified. They're doing their WSET diploma now, which is one step just below the Master of Wine. And women are making some serious progress. So I will say to all those women out there, please don't think that there is any disadvantage. If anything, I've only experienced advantage of being a woman in this industry.
I love to hear this.
There's only been advantage for me. And I would say just, you know, find your angels, because we all need our angels. For me, my angel was my mentor has been my husband. He gave me the idea and then he's backed me throughout my journey. We all have some angels in our life or someone who's going to mentor us. Find your angels, grab onto them, hold onto them. Don't let them go. And just deep dive. Just get into it and move forward and persevere more than anything. You know, persevering, hustling all the time is very important. It's important to be in a constant state of motion rather than just sit still. I see so many people who've deep dived into wines. They've come into wine, but now don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know how to apply their knowledge. Application of knowledge is equally important. You can go out there and collect any amount of qualifications, but if you don't sort of learn to apply them and do things that make a difference to others that are game changing, or do, you know, add some value or some level of contribution to the industry, then what good is that? So I always say, think about what you can do with your knowledge and how you can transmit that. So, yeah.
Well, you're so inspirational. So inside Sonal, what inspires you the most?
I just want to be the best. I know this sounds hugely cliche, but I really just want to keep pushing myself to be the best version of myself. I really just want to see what I'm capable of. And I just want to keep pushing myself to be truly the best version that I think I can be. So that's all I try to do every day.
And the best version of what you can be, do you meditate to think about what that could be?
Well, there are many dreams. I have many, many thoughts, many things, but I'd rather not tell them right now, because I, you know, it's like if you say it, then it doesn't happen. So I'm a little superstitious. But I know one thing that I've learned about myself in the last 4 months of lockdown, and we've had some of the severest lockdown in the world. Like India has been under some serious lockdown. And I've realized that I'm a really restless soul. That even in this lockdown, I've barely had a day where I've just sat still and not done anything. I've tried to stay as active as possible, constantly doing, whether it's, you know, launching a course or doing something digitally or getting some other things underway, plans underway. So I just know that I'm a restless soul. And at the end of the day, I can only bank on the fact that the restless and the paranoid survive. I hope they do, because that's me. I just like to be unstoppable. So that's all I try
and
to be.
Unstoppable. I could see that when I look at your daughter, Rihanna, looking at your eyes and observing you in the crowd. And she's so inspired by you as well. So it's so nice to see your husband with you, your daughter, and very importantly, yourself constantly moving. And that's what I admire so much in all that you do. Tell us a little bit as well about this incredible wine club that you have, because this was a brilliant idea to be able to bring to people in India a diverse range of wine of different tastes that you personally curate.
Yes. So the idea was to start a wine club, because what I wanted to do after forming a wine club was to start a wine retail business, which I have done last year. So the idea was that before I start a wine retail business, to be able to build a community of genuine wine lovers who love to meet, who love to drink wine, who love to network over wine, who love to bond and form friendships and connections over wine. So I started this club called Soho Wine Club back in late 2015. And the whole idea was literally to build a community of wine-minded people. And sort of get them together and create engaging events and so on. So we've grown from strength to strength. Today we have a database of almost close to 22,000 people that we know are certified wine enthusiasts.
That's a lot of people. 22,000.
Obviously we don't do dinners for 22,000. But what I mean is that we often do collaborations with prestigious wine brands, and we organize wine dinners, wine events. And our events are anything ranging from very informal tastings to tutor tastings to masterclasses to very elegant, posh sit-down dinners. So the formats are very different. It's not necessarily a very snobbish sort of a club. It's fun, and it's called Soho Wine Club because I just wanted it to be called something after my name. So Soho as a name struck me because Soho is so not Holland.
It means so much around the world as well.
Thank you. So it's one of the things we do.
Well, this is a great success, and paired with the 60-minute educational wine course is really amazing. So you're really going full circle from selecting the wines, curating the wines, judging the wines, because you're a judge as well with many organizations and awards as well. And obviously the wine club, you cover it all.
Thank you, Jean-Charles. I must say at this stage that I draw so much of my inspiration from, and I'm not just saying this, but I genuinely mean it. I draw so much of my inspiration from people like yourself, because you are so larger than life. When I look at everything that you're doing and the energy, you know, which is so infectious, and you have this persona, which is so overriding on everything, I just feel that if I can try and be a patch of that, I would have done a great job. So I draw a lot of inspiration from everything you do, Jean-Charles. And every time I met you, you've been so supportive, always so encouraging. So I think if I'm ever having any doubts about myself, you'd probably be one of the few that I would want to reach out to, because I know you'd be an instant boost of energy for me.
Well,
so thank you for everything that you do. You're amazing.
You communicate that same energy. This is why you're wearing as well a beautiful sun, because you constantly radiate. On that note, so now I'm going to serve the JCB Passion, because we want this wine, which is our Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon based red blend that we have in India as well. And I would love for you to try it. And obviously, give me a few words of description, but very importantly, share a monumental question that we all wish we had sometimes a lot more, and you have enormous, you know, of it. This is passion. So I would like for you to share for everyone, what are your passion, maybe besides wine, and how do you convert your passion as well into your business? And in that case, it's wine. So it's so admirative to see someone so energized and energizing, and with the talent you have. And it's a gift today that we can be together for all the audience to discover you, to get to know you, and obviously to be part of your life now.
So thank you so much. Thank you. And look at this. I mean, what a beautiful color. I could be wearing this as a necklace in my neck, because this could be a string of rubies around my neck.
I'll make sure that I bring it to your attention next time, and I'll display it around your neck.
Thank you. But firstly, before I tell you anything about the wine, can I tell you how amazing this packaging is? I mean, this is just incredible. It's extraordinary. I haven't seen anything like it ever before.
Well, you know, all those words represent you: seductive, incorrigible, passionate, liberated, inspirational. All of that represents who you are. And you know, I don't say that just to say that. That's the way, as you know, the first time we met, I felt. And this is so fantastic to have that talent. And I'm so glad when you told me you were launching the educational platform as well, because you're going to convert so many people to understand wine, to realize that wine is part of their life, and to really make them enjoy the gift of all the gods from India, I'm sure, need and deserve a little glass of wine.
Thank you.
So what drives your passion?
So, you know, you just mentioned what you felt when you, the first time you met me, right? And the energy you got from me, for me, what I felt when I first met you, and my answer lies in this, is that I felt that you see wine as so much more than just wine. I mean, that label tells me everything that you think of wine as well. I mean, you've been very gracious in calling me all these words. But the truth is, you designed this label because you see this wine to be all these things. And so, you know, when I see your passion for wine, I understand that wine for you is much more than just a beverage. I see that. And for you, it's an emotion, it's passion, it's an experience, it's a feeling, it's everything that is so much more emotive and intangible in many ways, you know, something you feel rather than touch or you know, something more tangible. And I feel in some ways similar about wine. I feel that there's far too many people in the world of wines who make wine boring, if I may dare say. They communicate about wine boringly. And you know, like, yes, I want to know that this is an authentic wine and that there's a role of the terroir, but I don't want to know about the exact soil composition. I don't want you to tell me about how deep those roots really went to get that moisture. So I don't want to trivialize wine for sure, but I also don't want to over intellectualize it for those, especially the mere mortals who are new to wine and who just want to imbibe it as an experience, as a lifestyle, if I may say. So my instant connection with you, Jean Charles, was what inspired me is that I felt that what I was thinking about wine, you have lived that so successfully for over 2-3 decades. And I thought, if you can do that so well and so successfully, then I'm perhaps on the right track and I must continue to do what I do in some small way, in a similar way, if you know what I mean.
Your passion today, you're feeling.
So to me, the passion really comes from the fact that, to me, I don't see it as a beverage alone. I see it as an experience, as a lifestyle, as an emotion. And I try and communicate about it like that. So that's how digitally I try and communicate about wine. And I feel that's how I enjoy it, because that's how I genuinely see it.
So now maybe you touched on it, but wine brings further dreams. And I know you don't want to jinx any dreams, but is there a dream you want to share that you have not yet achieved that you wish maybe at some stage will happen?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the dream. I've never mentioned this before, but I'm going to do it today because you asked a couple of times.
I'm excited. We get
a secret. But if it doesn't happen, Jean-Charles, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to blame you. Then you're going to have to help me fulfill it if it doesn't happen on my own.
I may enjoy it, so come after me anytime.
Okay. So I really feel that India should have a chateau, yes, for tourism purposes. Yes. Like, I feel like wine tourism has a huge opportunity. I mean, look at what Napa Valley has done with tourism, or all of California has done with tourism. That really, to me, is an inspiring story. And I really feel that in India, yes, we'll make better wines, and we are making better wines, and India will get on the global stage for its wines sooner than later. But the fact also is that I feel that the India tourism story has an opportunity to be bigger than our wine story. Is that making any sense? Like, what
I
I'm
love
saying?
It.
Because we have 1.3 billion people with rising disposable incomes who want experiences, who want adventures, who love to travel, who want to have something new to do every weekend. And there are no experiences. And wine is a fantastic experience to give them. So if we can create a wine tourism destination that is unsurpassed, that is unprecedented, that is so unique in itself, that...
And it makes so much sense that
so
you
are So I just want to have a little piece of land in Nasik, which I do have now. And the vision is to try and build a chateau-like structure, which is more like an extension of my home rather than a hotel. Where people can come and indulge in an authentic European, or if I may dare say, a French experience of great wines, great gastronomy, hospitality with the Indian touch. And so a great, you know, like how you've done such a successful fusion of the French world and the American way of living. You've done it so beautifully. Somewhere I hope to do an amalgamation of the French grandeur of wine, the heritage and the legacy, and blended with the Indian colors and the Indian vibrancy, and sort of bring a package of experience, wine experiences, to consumers here through the Chateau concept. So that's my dream. But now, if it doesn't happen, you're going to have to make a Chateau for me, Georges.
Absolutely. I'll be your Maharaja and you'll be my Maharajina. Andrew and Gina to be part of it as well, so it will be even more fun.
Thank you. Thank you. That will be my honor.
So now
you're right. She's
amazing.
Good.
You've been incredible. And you've been so inspirational for so many. Your advice, your wisdom, your sense of entrepreneurship, your sense of let's do it. You're an action-oriented woman. You, as you know, a great leader for so many other ladies around the world who are looking into getting in the world of wine or growing into the world of wine. And I love how you think. I enjoyed so much being in your head for the last 45 minutes. It was such a pleasure. So when are we visiting again? I hope very soon.
I hope so too. Please come to India. Please keep coming to India. India loves you, Georges. And on a final and a genuine note, you have always been and continue to be my hugest inspiration. So thank you so very much for every opportunity you give me. Thank you.
And so now, congratulations to all these achievements. The best of luck, obviously, for the Wine School and 60 Minutes on Wine. And yeah. I cannot wait to take the class. I'm going to maybe apply because I have so much to learn from you.
Thank you. Hola, thank you so much for saying that. Thank you, guys. And thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you.